verse 10, one verse of scripture. Isaiah 41:10, we'll look at here this evening. The Bible says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, will I uphold thee in my right hand of my righteousness." I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. For a little bit today, we want to just use that verse there, and we'll give you some others here in a minute. But God said he will. God said he will. Reverend, if you open us in prayer, please.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in the house tonight. Thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We ask you, Lord, to let the first unction of your spirit fall on him, guide him, lead him as he breaks the bread that you burn into his heart tonight. We ask you, Lord, to give us hearts to receive of that word tonight. Let our hearts be lodged in place with that word tonight. Let us be stirred to action tonight to be all that you want us to be. Taking a hold of that word, mixing it with faith, put it into action in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. God said that he will. There are many things that God said he can do. The Bible says from all the way from cover to cover about all the wonderful things that tells us what he can do, what he will do, and what he shall do. You think about it again, we serve an awesome God as he sang that song just now, how he is a deliverer, he is a way maker, he is a need meter, on and on and on. He's the lover of our soul. Again, the one who cared for us, the one that just blesses in so many ways, the one that gives us life tonight. And so we see all the promises of God as we read about all the wonderful things that he is able to do. And it's a joy to know that he can. It's a joy to know that he will. It's a joy to know him as Lord and Savior. Again, we enjoy the privilege of that as a believer. We enjoy the privileges of being saved. And our prayer is, again, as we go forward, as God gives us time to begin to give you time as well, that you will come to know him as well. I heard this verse read, I believe it was Wednesday, maybe Tuesday night, I believe it was, maybe one of these days this weekend, and it was a young lady who her uncle had passed away, and she had given this scripture concerning her family and concerning her the passing of, it was Reverend Rapshon's funeral service, and they had read this verse. I said, man, that's an awesome verse to read. It's an awesome verse to read. And just really, it was the words of comfort to the family. It's really words of comfort to anyone who would know the Lord and to trust in God today. As we see, God is more than able, church. God is more than able to do great and mighty things. We'll find that from cover to cover, as we said. Throughout the Bible, that we call the I wills of God. The I wills of God, and just many historians and writers have found, again, and grouped all these together. So tonight, I'll try to give you a few of them before we get back to the main text here tonight. One is in Jeremiah 32, they talked about how that he would build an everlasting covenant. God sent, no doubt, his son, Jesus Christ, to give us a new covenant, the New Testament, and a new agreement with mankind. We all know the story, how that we lost it in the garden. We could do the sin, but because of who God is, because of his love and his grace and his mercy, he was willing to give us an everlasting covenant, a covenant that, no doubt, that could be renewed, a covenant that would, again, give man a second chance. And no doubt tonight, God said he will give you another chance. If you've run away from God, if you've drifted away from God, if you've never known him, if you feel like all hope is gone, God says today he can give you a new or second chance. But the Bible tells us here, so it's a new covenant with man, new agreement, to where if you need many times, the key is for us to as well do our part. We're going to give you a bunch of I wills in a minute, but I'll come back to this later. But the key is for us as well to do our part. God said he would do what he would do, but it's up to mankind to do his part as well. The Bible says, he said in Jeremiah as well, he will never stop loving you and caring for you. Again, God would love us all the way to the grave. God loves mankind. It's his most precious creation. His most precious, creation, if you please. And so he loves us and cares for us. We're made in his image. He no doubt desires and wants fellowship with us day and night. So he was willing to do anything, as we share with you, how he was willing to give his son Jesus on that old rugged cross, willing to sacrifice his only begotten son just to have that fellowship. He willing to do anything that man could be saved. In Genesis 22, he tells us how that he had told Abraham as well how he can bless his way. I mean, oh, God can bless tonight. God can bless in a mighty way. God can bless, and the opposite of blessing is the curse. And so tonight, God can remove the curse, and he did on that old rugged cross. And tonight, he can remove the curse from your life tonight. He said, I will bless you. As you put me first, as you serve me, as you live for him, the Bible says, he can is more than able to bless you. And I'm telling you, they say, yes, I like that part of the Bible where he said, I will bless. But again, we must do our part. Live for him, serve him, and he will do his part as well. The Bible says he will be your God, and we shall be his people. Again, he reiterated that throughout the Old Testament and the New. As we follow after him, he will be your God. That's a privilege to know him as your God, to have him as your God, to have him one that you can call on in the night, one that you can call on in any time of day, to know that he will answer as well. Brothers and sisters, today he will answer. He's not a God like man, made with hands, I should say. He's not a God that's made out of stone or wood or stubble tonight, but he's a God that is a living God that has ears and eyes and no doubt is able to reach down and with his mighty hands and touch you tonight as you call unto him. He will answer, brothers and sisters, today as we call upon a living God. I was thinking about that even as tonight went on, this day went on, I said, man, maybe we should have just a prayer meeting tonight. And I began to think about that because God can't answer prayers. And when we call upon him, as we gather together in his name, God will answer. As we touch and agree, he said, I'll meet with you. He says, I have two or three gathered in my name. I will be there in the midst of you. Amen. All these I wills that he said he would do. Me, you, and I tonight as we gather together and we call on that mighty name of Jesus, I believe he will answer prayers tonight. I believe as you seek his face tonight, he will no doubt show himself real as you again to seek his face and to know him as your God. In Isaiah 54:8, he tells us how he was willing to show his compassion, willing to show his compassion upon all mankind, willing to the ultimate sacrifice on that cross, no doubt willing. No doubt, he told his heavenly father that time in the gospel, he says, not my will, but your will be done. And doing God's will, all mankind would be able to be saved. The Bible tells us here, he says he also is willing to forgive. Willing to forgive of any sin. Any wickedness, the Bible says in Jeremiah 31 and also Hebrews 8:12. He said, I will forgive as many, no doubt, that will ask, no doubt. Today, as we ask upon him today, God is faithful to forgive. Many times the enemy will tell people that they cannot be saved. They will say, oh, you're too far down the line. You're too far, you're too wicked. You've done too much. But I want you to know today God is willing. His will is not that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance tonight. God said, hey, I'll take you in. I'll bring you in. I'll bring you into the fold. I'll forgive you. I'll deliver you. I'll save you tonight. My friend today, call on his name tonight. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, he said, I will in your sins I will remember no more. He said, I will remove it as far as the east is from the west, and I will remember it no more. I'll do away with it. I'll make it whiter than snow. I'll forgive and let it go. I thank God for that tonight, amen. I was willing to do that. He was willing to wipe the slate clean. We sang a song not too long ago about the old account was settled long ago. How he washed my sins away. No doubt our records were cleansed by the blood of the Lamb tonight. And no doubt he's willing, no doubt, to do the same for you and I. And whoever will call upon his name tonight. The Bible says, I will cleanse you and make you whole. I will cleanse you. I will heal you. Another scripture talks about healing. He can heal you today. He can heal the brokenhearted, heal the mind, the soul. He can heal the family. God said, I will, and I can tonight. And in Ezekiel, he tells about giving us a new heart. He said, I'll give you a new heart, a new heart. My friend today, God can remove the old, and he can start all over again. A new heart tonight. If you're in need of a new heart, God can do it tonight. Bible says also in that same scripture, Ezekiel 36:25, it said, also I'll put my spirit in you. I'll put my spirit in you. Church, today God can live in you if you allow him to. He'll live in you. He said, I will. I'll dwell in you and I'll be with you. I'll go with you. I empower you. I will give you that which you need to overcome and overcome and live victoriously in this life. Bible says he will strengthen us and give us power. We'll come back to that in a minute. He said he will save us in that same chapter of Ezekiel. The Bible says, again, a long life's journey. I want you to know tonight as well, you may feel like you're all alone. Nobody's hearing you. Nobody cares about you. The Bible says he will not forget you. He said, I will not forget you tonight. He knows your name tonight. He'll come visit with you. He'll come be by your side. He'll come in your bedroom in the middle of the day or the night. He'll come when nobody else is around and comfort you. He said, I know that a father to the fatherless. I'll be a comfort to those that need comfort tonight. He'll be that one that will come by and no doubt pick you up when you need to pick me up. No doubt he loves you tonight, my friend, today. Just come to Almighty God. The Bible says another place about I will be with you. He says when you pass through the waters, I'll be there. When you go through the flames, I'll be there. We're talking about a God that says, I will. How could you pass up on this God that says, I will? He can do all these different things. As we say many times, he can do all things but fail. He can never fail. He would never fail tonight. No doubt he will go with you. When he shared with them about going through the waters, he no doubt was referring to the times that he went with them to cross over the Red Sea or cross over the Jordan or even cross over through the toughest storms that you read about in the Word of God. God would be there with them. God would protect them. God would shield them. God would save them. Through the flames, he says in Isaiah 43:2, I will be with you in the flames. Sometimes life will get hard and hot, no doubt, but he says, I can go there with you. We know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how that again they were thrown into the fiery furnace. The flames, no doubt, were there to destroy them, but God was with them. And he said he would do exactly what he said he would do. I remember Nebuchadnezzar, he says, your God will be there with you. Your God will deliver you. He knew, even as he threw them in there, he knew that God would, and God did. Amen. And just here tonight, realize that cleave unto his word. And when you're going through things in your life, cleave unto it and says, my God says, I will and I can tonight. The Bible goes on a little bit further. He talks about he will instruct and he will teach in Psalms 32:8. He said, I will instruct you and teach you the way that you should go. When you don't know which way to go, God will show you. God will make a way. God will provide. He said, I'll open it up and I'll show you the way. Sometimes we don't know which way to go, but God always shows us the way. God, as you listen and you obey him and follow after him, he will guide your feet. Scripture tells us, he says, order my steps in your word. Order my steps, order my feet, and God will do that. God, I don't know to go to the left. Should I go straight? Should I go to the right? Ask of him, and he will show you the way. We're talking about God says, I will tonight. And the Bible goes on and says in Psalms 32:8 as well, he says, I will also counsel you. So he will not only teach us the way, show us the way, instruct us in the way, but he would also counsel you along the way and give us, no doubt, that godly advice that we need. We need that godly advice, amen. We need it through every moment of our lives. In 2 Timothy, the Bible talks about how the as things go on in our world, he informed Timothy in the word, and Timothy tells us, he said, I will again deliver or rescue you from the attacks and from the persecution that it would come your way. It will bring you safely into my kingdom. He told him, he says here today, whatever you go through in life, he's able to deliver. God began to show us all these different things of what he was able to do. The Bible says in John 6:37, and the Bible says, if you will call on him, believe in him, he said, I will in no wise cast you out. He will not cast us out. He will not throw us away. God does not have any throwaways today. He's willing to bring you in. The high wills of God. He says today, come on in. I will not cast you out. Say, I'm not good enough preaching. Come on in. God's willing to take you in. He was willing to take in the weary, the lonely, the sad, and the broken. He's willing to take us all in. That's the love of Almighty God. No doubt today we see, and in Hebrews 13:5, before we get back to our main text, I'm going to give you 3 points out of that text. I just want to run down some of these. The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus began to let us know that even, again, as he was going back into heaven, he would not leave us. Even though we may not see him, we know he's there. There was a little boy one time flying a kite. A little boy flying a kite one time, and the kite got so high up in the sky. Got so high up there, and a man was walking along. He passed by and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying my kite. And the man said, well, I can't see a kite. How do you know it's a kite up there? He said, trust me, it's a kite up there. And my kite is up there. And he began to say, well, how do you know? How do you know? He says, and back and forth, he said, it's there, trust me. No doubt, again, and he says, well, truly, how do you know? He says, because I can feel the tug. I can feel the tug of the string, and I know that my kite is there. You know now when God deals with your heart and God touches your heart, you can feel the presence of God. We know that he's real tonight. We know that he'll be with you. We know that he will care for you. We know that he will not forsake you. We know that he will not leave you. Again today, everywhere you may go, turn this way or that way, whatever avenue life may take you down. Again today, realize that all you're just one mention away of his name, and he'll go with you. Sometimes he's there before you even get there. God is there. Again today, even if you don't feel his presence sometimes, he'll be there, no doubt. He's almighty. He's all-powerful today. And so Isaiah began. Back to our text as we wrap this up tonight. Isaiah told us, he says, fear not. Fear not. He instructed them, the children of Israel, and even to us believers tonight, not to fear. Not to fear of tomorrow. Not to fear of what the day may bring. Not to fear what the enemy may be doing. He says, fear not. He says, for I am with thee. I am with thee. No doubt it's good to have God on our side tonight. Amen. It's good to have the Lord and know the Lord. My friend, again, as we said early in the beginning, he says today, we must know him. Come to know him today. That's the greatest thing you could ever do in your life. Don't go another day without God tonight. The Bible says, be not dismayed. Don't be overtaken. Don't be overwhelmed. He said, I don't fear. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I am thy God. I am the God. He told Moses, even back in Exodus, he says, go tell him I am sent you. Go tell him I am, the great I am, and who he is, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, no doubt, the great I am. He said, I am thy God. I'll feed you, I'll bless you, I'll strengthen you, I'll keep you, I'll cover you, I'll make a way where there is no way. The Bible says, and I will help you. I will help you. And these things here in the word tonight, so that first one is strengthening. My friend today, I was thinking about this song, You Are My Strength, strength like no other. Strength like no other. You can lift all the weights in the world, but still can't compare to what God can do. We read about Samson and how that when Samson, he had was considered the strongest man ever to walk the face of the earth. And now that actually, he had to take a Nazarite vow. And during this vow, he was instructed not to cut his hair, not to drink, and all these different things. He had to keep a vow unto God. And one of the strengths was because he kept his vow, he no doubt gained supernatural strength. But at the end of the day, it was really the relationship with God that was key. The relationship with God was the true strength. The true strength in really having that vow and commitment to God. As we said before, God said he'll do all these things, but we have to do our part as well. We have to be willing to serve. We have to be willing to surrender, willing to do our part for the kingdom of God. And as we do this, God will strengthen it. God is our strength. No doubt, he says, when I'm weak, then I'm made strong because of him. He's my strength, the power of his mighty hand, the power of his blood. No doubt, the power of the Holy Ghost will help you along the way. The second part of that was, he said, I will help you. In Psalms 121, the Bible says, even the writer's read, he says, I would lift up my hand, eyes to the hills, was coming my help. My help coming from the Lord. Our help tonight It's from God. Say, I'm good on my own, preacher. I can do it in my own way, in my own strength, my own wisdom. No, 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 we need God. Our world gets in trouble. Our world is in trouble because it's trying to do it in his own strength, trying to do it without God. But our true answers and our true cure to the world today is through Almighty God. We need God's help. We need God's deliverance. We need the mighty hand of God. He says, I look to the hills, will come my help. My help coming from the Lord. In the last part of that verse in Isaiah 41:10, he said, I will uphold you. To be in God's hands tonight, to be in God's hands, that mighty hand of God. To think about that, to have put your life in his hands, to put your trust in God's hands, to trust him. The children sing that song, the little children saying, he's got the whole world in his hands. You think about that. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. And many times, again, don't lose focus on the fact that God is still in control. God is still mighty enough to change things. God is still mighty enough to turn things around. And he says, I'll hold you in my hand. I'll keep you. I'll be with you. No man can take you out. Again, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. No thing that tries to raise up against you should be able to overtake you. Why? Because I got you in my hands. No doubt that's why we need God even more than ever now. We put our world in God's hands. We put this community in God's hands. We put our families in God's hands. Your life in his hands tonight. And God will uphold you. God can. With those mighty hands, he can heal the land tonight. He can, as we lift it up to the Lord, as we lift up, our community, our world to the Lord today. He said, I'll heal the land. Just put it in my hands. He says, turn from your wicked ways. Turn and repent of your sins. He says, today I can and I will. No doubt. Heal. God is the mighty hands of God. The mighty hands of God, as he says, fear not. I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen. I will help. I will uphold. He says, with thee in my right hand, my hand of righteousness. God is right, church, and I, the righteousness of God, he's able to make it right. In your life tonight, if you're away from God, my friend, put your hands in God's hands tonight. Put your hands in your trust in his hands. Give your life. Say, here's my life, God. I'm putting it in your hands. Tonight, he's able to take the filth of sin, whatever it may be, the guilt and the shame, and he's able to wipe it all away through his precious blood, through the power of God tonight, through his love and his mercy. He was willing to send his son, Jesus, to give his life for us. And tonight, my friend, put your life in his hands. Put your life, your future, your families, your situation in his hands. He knows exactly what to do. He's able to take away it all and wash it all away through his precious blood. The blood that was shed on the cross for you and I. That blood that no doubt is able to cleanse the vilest of sinners tonight. The worst of the worst. God, yes. The worst. God can. He specializes in the worst. He's able to turn us around and make us into men and women of God. No doubt. Give your life to him tonight. Give your life to him. He's able to make your sins, which were many, as white as snow tonight. And so he says, in his right hand, no doubt we put our trust in him. Tonight, put our trust in him tonight. Put your trust in the Lord. He said he will. He said he will. To do all these things that we've listed, and many, many more that we can't even, express in a short period of time. But God said he will. And as we bow our heads in reverence to God tonight, whatever you have need of, I'm telling you, God is able. There's nothing too big or too hard for our God tonight. There's nothing too great that he cannot accomplish. No mountain too big. No burden that's too heavy that he cannot remove tonight. No trial that's too far gone that he cannot resolve. My friend today, God said he will. He said, just come to me, come to me. Bring your cares, your burdens, everything. Just trust me. He tried over and over and over again to get Israel to trust him. Tries over and over again for man to trust him. My friend, today, trust God. Give your life to him. Surrender. And God said he would do his part. The key is, as we close, for us to do our part. To do our part. To accept him. To live for him. To serve him. To do his will. To do the will of God. Let's make that our prayer. God, let me be in your will. And as we are in his will, he will do what he said he will. Church today, let's follow the will of God. And what is the will of God? To commit to him, to serve him, to follow him, to obey him, to sacrifice for him, to dedicate your life, your hours, your time, your efforts, your energy to the Lord tonight. Let's make that our prayers. He said he would. Let's do our part. No doubt for the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for God, all that you said you would do. God, I pray that each one of us, God, let us have willing hearts. Let us be willing to serve, willing to follow you, willing to trust and obey. We pray for that one that does not know you tonight. They'll come to know you tonight. They'll come to the reality that, God, there is no other way. There's no other satisfaction. There's no other joy than to follow after you. God, I pray that they'll come to that realization tonight. Come to that realization that you are the Christ. You are the Lord. God, that you love them and care for them. God, we pray that lost tonight, that they will come to you. God, we just praise you tonight. As you begin to sing, it's unto the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you, I pray. Thank you. Are you a part of the church? God said, I'll build it. I'll build it up. Make it stronger than ever. Make it mighty. He says today, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The enemy cannot prevail. The devil cannot win. God said in his word, he says, I will. Amen, amen. So we look forward to what God's going to do. Continue to build. Watch him build. Watch him work. And we continue to work for the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, God's all these different things he said he would do. We're looking forward to what God's going to do here this weekend. Come on back and be with us. 334 Ashford Street. Come on back and be in person with us this Sunday at 11 a.m. Come on, let's believe God. Amen. We've been on the rise here lately, and so come on out and be. Don't miss the train. Don't miss the train as we are going upward and beyond. Amen. For greater things than Almighty God. So come on, come on. Join in. Don't miss the move of God. Amen. As God is continuing to bless here in the house of the Lord. And so come on out this weekend. Bring your family and friends. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do. We're going to ask Reverend John Serfield to dismiss us in prayer, please, sir.
Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your words today. We ask you, Father God, give us minds and hearts to advance your kingdom. Have a heart, Father God, for other people to fill the needs, Lord, that are all around us, and fill us with purpose to go out and reach people and see them disciple for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.